or something.
What's happening?
System's going haywire. The TARDIS was trying to repel something, but...
Repel?
I said hold on to something.
Do you even know what you're doing? Half these controls are held on by duct tape.
Something disrupting the interface between the relative dimensions.
In English?
That's all right, it's all right, it's all right. Leveling off. The old girl just had a few feathers ruffled, that's all.
Never mind your old girl. What about me? These tights are new on.
Something, some power, tore open a rift about 2.4 metres from where I'm standing.
It's supposed to be my first day at work, and now look. I've got ladders in me ladders.
And whatever or whoever it was sent something through. Something with two arms, two legs, body heat, a heartbeat. An intruder. You.
Ah, yeah, intruder. Right.
I'm the doctor, by the way. And this is my home. You're trespassing in my home.
That's one way of looking at it, yeah?
So now you know who I am. I think the most pressing question is, who are you?
Doctor Who. Starring Paul McGann and Sheridan Smith. Blood of the Daleks by Steve Lyons. Part 1.
Lucy Miller.
Lucy Miller?
Yeah, that's my name. You asked, I'm telling you.
And that's it?
You want my middle names as well?
What? Have you got any?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Really? Look, just who the hell are you?
I just told you.
And what are you doing in my ship?
I'm not sure I like your attitude much.
What?
You heard. I'm not here by choice, you know.
No, I didn't know. That's why I'm asking. So will you please...
Ooh, keep your hair on, lad. That is your hair, I take it.
Yes. Now, look.
Oi! Don't start yelling at me. You could look at this from my point of view, you know.
You're... Okay. And what exactly is your point of view, Lucy Miller, who may or may not have a middle name?
Might have more than one, you know.
Sorry?
Middle name. I might have three, for all you know.
Now, look.
Oi, now don't get all cobby again. I won't have you shouting at me, you hear me? I don't stand for that. I like to be treated with respect. You get me?
Yes, Lucy Miller, I get you. I just...
All I'm saying is that from my point of view... Well, there I am, going about my business, living my life...
On Earth?
What? Yeah, of course, on Earth. What do you think I am, a Martian or something? So...
Late 20th century, judging by the clothes.
Excuse me?
1998?
Get stuffed! I wasn't even in my teens in 1998. I live in 2006. Why, what year do you live in, you weirdo?
Weirdo?
Well, just look at you. A right frock-coated ponce. And that's what I'm saying, innit? I mean, from my point of view, you could just be some, you know, alien weirdo
who's...
Well, kidnap me! What are you doing?
Earth, 2006, somewhere in the north of England, judging by your accent. Preston should do.
Preston? I'm not from Preston.
I'm sure they've got a very good bus service to take you wherever you need to go.
But...
Time to go home, Lucy Miller.
Miserable.
Oh, no!
Here we go again. You're a rubbish driver, you know that. Just is a funny old blue box thing, isn't it?
Yes, the air is breathable, and yes, the gravity is near Earth normal.
Eh?
Is what usually happens?
Your ship thing goes all wrong and conks out.
It hasn't conked out. Something got in its way.
Like what?
Like a shield around the whole of the north of England in 2006. I didn't know it was there. The TARDIS bounced off it.
You should have been looking where you were going.
You know, Lucy, if you really are just some teenager from...
I'm nearly 20, thank you very much.
From 2006... You really shouldn't be quite so blasé about the whole notion of travelling in time and space and my being an alien. You don't even seem to be particularly worried about where we are now.
And where are we, then?
I don't know.
Oh, very good.
Some kind of human settlement. Looks like this was a thriving civilization once. Until...
Until the sky turned black. Streetlights are out, too. Nice place you found us, Doctor. I was hoping for at least two suns. Maybe even three.
What do you mean?
On my first planet, like.
Your first?
Well, this is another world, right? An alien world. Oh, will there be, you know, like, little green men or...
Lucy Miller, you have got a lot of explaining to do before I answer any more of your questions.
You are? No, don't think so.
I beg your pardon?
Not just yet.
Oh, and why not?
Because you're in a bad enough mood as it is. And I don't want to go getting my head bitten off again, do I? You sulking?
You know, there must be a sun out there somewhere, Lucy.
You could have fooled me.
But it's hidden by a cloud of, I don't know, debris and smoke, blocking out most of its light and its heat. Hey, are you sure you want to be dressed like that? It's a bit chilly for such a short...
Oh, now, here we go. You're sounding just like my mum now. This is my best year. I told you, I was on my way to the office. First day. Anyway, you don't feel the cold so much when you've been out clubbing in Blackpool of a November Saturday night.
No, I suppose not. Hey, they're in a bit of a hurry.
Ooh, another bad driver then.